Before dawn on October 24, 2023, a motel in West Ellicott, New York, was already burning fast enough that portions of the building would be demolished before the day was over. That detail alone tells you something critical, Colton. The Colony Motel at 620 Fairmount Avenue didn't smolder. It collapsed into debris with a speed that forced same-day demolition decisions. The Observer today reported that the fire was called in at approximately 5:30 in the morning on that Tuesday. 15 residents were inside. Two of them suffered injuries. Two responding firefighters were hurt as well. And by nightfall, parts of the structure that had been standing that morning were already gone. Think of a motel as a long, connected row of individual rooms, each one sharing walls, sharing air, sharing the path that fire travels. That layout matters. The Colony Motel sat on a one-acre parcel, which sounds modest, but county records confirmed it was large enough to house multiple residents simultaneously. When fire moves through a connected structure like that, it doesn't wait. The Observer today confirmed the blaze rapidly reduced much of the property to debris. Celeron Fire Chief Jameson Justum was on scene and spoke directly about the incident. Now, the key idea here is that the building's footprint, spread across that one-acre site, meant first responders weren't dealing with a single room or a contained wing. They were facing a structure that gave fire room to run. The human cost came quickly into focus. 15 motel residents were displaced. That means 15 people lost their temporary home in the early morning hours of a Tuesday, in late October. Two occupants sustained minor injuries. Two firefighters also came away with minor injuries. A reminder that even incidents classified as non-fatal carry real physical risk for the crews working them. The Observer today noted that the incident combined residential displacement, occupant injuries, firefighter injuries, and major property loss, all in one event. For a structure fire in a small community like West Ellicott, that combination is significant. Each of those categories, displaced residents, injured civilians, injured firefighters, triggers its own chain of response, documentation, and follow-up care. The aftermath moved fast on multiple fronts. Portions of the building still standing after the fire were demolished the same day, prompted by the severity of the structural damage. The site was then fenced off and posted with private property signs. But the work didn't stop there. The Observer today reported that as of December 2023, post-fire cleanup was still ongoing. The reason? Asbestos. National Fire Adjusters was in the process of obtaining estimates from licensed asbestos contractors. David Crossley, the Town of Ellicott's building and zoning officer, confirmed that a demolition permit would only be issued once a contractor was selected. For example, this kind of environmental remediation step is common in older commercial structures, but it adds weeks or months to what most people assume is a straightforward cleanup. The Chautauqua County Sheriff's Office and the Ellicott Police Department were both involved in investigating the cause. And here's what stands out. As of the December 2023 follow-up report, the cause of the fire had still not been determined. The takeaway from this opening chapter, Colton, is that the Colony Motel fire was never just a single dramatic event. It was a cascade. A fast-moving fire before sunrise. 15 people displaced. 4 injuries across 2 groups, civilians and firefighters. Same-day demolition. A fenced, posted site. An ongoing environmental assessment. And an undetermined cause still hanging over the investigation months later. Remember this. The speed of the fire's destruction forced every downstream decision, the demolition, the fencing, the asbestos review, to happen under pressure and in sequence. What looks from the outside like a fire that ended when the flames went out was actually the beginning of a much longer process. That process, legal, environmental, investigative, is what makes this incident one of the more layered structure fires in recent Chautauqua County history. And we're just getting started.